Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Do you know what I've been singing? Loads lately, but in my head.
What?
I want the D. I need it now. Please tell me when. Please tell me how.
I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D. It's catchy, isn't it?
It's very catchy. Hello and welcome to the Help Hotline. This is a little added treat for you during the week.
It's an amuse-bouche.
A what?
It's an oral amuse-bouche.
I beg your pardon?
Oral, A-U-R-A-L,
yeah.
Oral, of the ear, amuse-bouche.
Oh, it's an oral of the ear amuse-bouche.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. If you've got oral of the ear amuse-bouche, you need to go to your doctor, don't you? I've got a moose boosh in my ear, pal. Get to the doctor. Honestly, it'll drop off. Get to the doctor. So, yeah, this is a little treat. It's where we have a chat with you, our G&D Divas. We offer some advice in a more intimate, personal, extra way. It's a bit of an extra. So, basically, we have a chat with a G&D Diva on the phone and offer our advice, don't we?
We have oral contact with some of our
Stop
G&D.
Saying oral! Stop!
You're the one that's twisting it.
Stop saying oral.
Say not O-R-A-L, A-U-R-A-L.
Let's just get to it. Hello, caller. What's your name and where'd you come from?
Hello, I'm Marsha and I'm from the Hampshire-Surrey border. Very important if you're a bit posh and actually originally from Surrey, but had to cross the border.
Gosh. Well, a very luxury executive listener today.
I used to live in Hampshire. Yeah,
clearly.
You used to live in Hampshire?
I used to live in Hampshire.
Oh, really? Whereabouts?
Tidworth.
Tidworth. I'm not familiar with Tidworth.
No.
Is it in Hampshire?
From the sound of you, Marsha, I don't think you would be familiar with anywhere Jordan lived.
Tidworth in Hampshire. It's a big army garrison. I'm sure it's Hampshire.
Pardon?
I might be wrong.
Sure it's Hampshire?
I'm pretty sure it's Hampshire. I might be wrong, though.
The big army base in Hampshire is usually Aldershot.
Ah, it might not be Hampshire then.
Yeah.
Anyway, how can we help you, Marsha?
So, yes, I sent in a query because I was wondering what is the best etiquette to do when you're visiting someone's house and you have to use the facilities and you go in there and they're not exactly up to par in cleanliness. So I think it's quite rude to come out and tell your host that their cleaning standards aren't up to your own standards. But also, is it just equally as rude to start cleaning it yourself if there are cleaning products? Or should you just hover, quickly wash your hands as best as you can and wipe them on your trousers and leave and maybe suggest your house for the next meeting?
Yeah, I have to say there are certain friends who their bathrooms are grim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it is actually that what you said about the cleaning products next to the loo,
mm-hmm.
which is not only is unhygienic, but it generally people that keep their cleaning products in the bathroom, and this may be a generalisation, always have dirty bathrooms, whereas those that keep Ooh. Their cleaning products outside of the bathroom and bring them mm-hmm. in to clean generally have cleaner bathrooms.
I have my cleaning products next to the...
Well, QED.
No, I have quite a clean bathroom.
Well,
quite
I, you
a
haven't
clean
invited
bathroom.
Me round.
Hang on, my mic's gone floppy, hang on. I have quite a clean bathroom, but that's where you put the toilet duck and the bleach, where you meant to put it.
No, you put it... I keep mine in my cleaning cupboard.
Marsha, do you have your cleaning products in your bathroom?
I have a general disinfectant spray in the bathroom, but the main cleaning products I do actually keep outside in a downstairs cupboard. So kind of a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Right. Mm. I have it all in there. The cloths and everything.
Oh, my...
Cloths, yeah. No, not cloths.
No. No.
I find if you keep cloths, you come in and they're suddenly mysteriously damp and you don't know what's been going on with them. So you obviously don't want to use that to clean your sink when you don't know where else it has been.
Yeah, you can't tell your friends that they have a dirty bathroom. That's not... Even though you want to. Mm-hmm. I just lead by example. And I have I like to think I have a very nice guest bathroom. Oh, well, and yes. My bathroom's very nice as well.
There's nothing worse than using a friend's bathroom and it's a pube on the toilet. So you'd expect it in a public toilet. It's bad enough then, but in a friend's bathroom, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But you can't say to him, your bathroom's unclean.
Marsha, what cleaning products do you use?
So we use Flash and I haven't actually checked what toilet cleaner product we're using at the moment. I think it's an own brand one, a Sainsbury's own brand bleach.
Okay, and Jordan, what do you use?
Why are we having it? Who's bothered? Why are we having this?
What products do you use?
When I'm cleaning my bathroom and I wipe my bathroom down every day. I know you wouldn't think it, but I've been dragged up. I wipe my bathroom down every day. So I use disinfectant disposable cloths. And I've got floor wipes, you know, disinfectant, disposable. Mm-hmm. And I like a good old bleach. So I like Flash with bleach, but I like proper bleach to clean. I love the smell of bleach. It makes me feel like my bathroom's clean.
Makes you feel like your bathroom's clean as opposed to actually clean.
The smell of bleach is like pristine clean.
Do you use a lime scale remover?
If there's a bit of mould building up, I put a bit of Silic Bang on.
You like my foot of one of my cleaners, Silic Bang
Sue. Oh, I'm not. We're not talking about Silic Bang Sue. What bathroom cleaner do you use? Or what bathroom cleaner does the staff at your house use?
They use Harpic.
You love Harpic.
Very good. Very posh.
Yes. We use Flash. We do use Flash.
Flash. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Viacal. Because I have a lot of limescale, being
harsh.
In a very hard water.
Who's a vile cow?
No, via cow.
Oh, what's that?
It's a limescale remover.
Right. Okay.
It's not a medication.
Viacal Ultra, if you must know. And I'm a great believer in Nil Glass. Nil Glass. It's for cleaning glass windows, that sort of thing.
Ah, I see. Very shiny.
Can I just tell you, Marsha, that
yes.
William Hanson does have... In all his houses that I've been to, too, he has the cleanest of clean bathrooms. They are pristine. And
that is good.
He has these little dry flannels that you're meant to wipe your hands on. You know, most people have a towel.
And then,
And then you have to put them in bin every time you use them.
Not
feel
a bin.
Bad.
There is a separate
in a wash
bin
basket.
Bin, in a basket.
Yeah.
Which is good. That's another thing. Sometimes you go to friends' houses and the bathroom's completely clean, but you go to dry your hands and it's damp from the people that have been drying them previously. And
Marsha gets it. Marsha, what are you doing for the rest of the series? Can we replace Jordan with you?
I don't think he'd be very happy about that.
No, his feelings are irrelevant.
I'm very busy at the moment, so it could work.
Exactly.
This podcast
it's win-win.
Is second fiddle now.
Win-win all round. Well, I'm a dog walker, so if you don't mind having about 5 dogs in the studio with you, could give me a call.
Well,
is that your job, a dog walker?
Yeah.
Oh, I've always wanted to. That gets you out and about, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I'm used to having bitches in the studio, so it's fine. a few more won't make any difference.
There you go, feel right at home.
Well, so in answer to your original question, Marsha, I think you can't tell them. You just have to sort of go in, out, shake it all about, come out, be as quick as possible, and probably take some antibacterial gel that at least you can then use.
Good shout.
So at least your hands are tidy.
It's a great question. It's something we've all faced before. You've just got to grin and bear it, haven't you?
And the message to everyone else, if you're having guests over, please just go and give the loo a once over, give the basin a once over, put a new hand towel out or a series of individual hand towels if you want to be like me.
I agree. Just give it a quick wipe down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
Very good etiquette. Thanks very much, boys.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Martha.
Marsha.
Marsha.
Take that as a great honour.
Sorry.
Thank you.
He mispronounces everything. So.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, Martha.
Marsha! Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry, Marsha. I don't know.
No worries.
Sorry.
Very used to it.
See you soon.
Lovely. Thank you so much for calling. Well, that was Marsha, or if you want to call her, Martha.
I'm so bad, Philip. What is the etiquette when you get people's names wrong all the time? You should just apologise, shouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, you want to try and not get the names wrong. What I do to try and remember names when I first meet somebody is I'll try and meet and repeat. Mm-hmm. So I'll try and use your name, Jordan, a few times in conversation.
Meet and repeat.
Yeah. Or you can associate an anchor.
Yeah.
So, for example, I mean, with a name like Jordan, it's harder to do it. But like Ben, for example, you could picture maybe Uncle Ben, as in the rice, next to him, or wearing a T-shirt with Uncle Ben. And so when you then look at him, you see the rice, and you think, Ben.
Right.
And for some people's brains, that works nicely. Brains work differently. So what works for me may not work for other people.
That won't work for me. People tell me the name, and straight away I forget it. Mm. It's like when I ask for directions, straight away I'm like, right, yeah, yeah, second left, traffic lights, past the shop, co-op, yeah. And then about 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to have to, I don't know where I'm going. I've got a memory like a sieve.
Mm.
But yeah, she was a good caller.
She was a very good caller, Marsha.
Shit.
Marsha, please feel free to call Jordan Brenda or something. I don't know, get his name wrong.
Marsha was a very good caller.
She was.
But yeah, I think you can't, if someone's got a messy house, you can't tell them, can you?
Not really, you just always suggest meeting in coffee shops. Maybe.
Help, I got chlamydia off my mate's toilet seat. That should be the name of this
Did
episode.
You?
No, God, no. Can that happen?
I don't know the science behind it.
Okay.
Right. Should we go home?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.